Playing high school sports can lead to great things. And will any UP football teams add to the number of 11-player football champions from up north? I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. If you've been following us on social media, you've no doubt noticed our weekly Famous Faces series. Every Thursday, we post a picture of someone who has gone on to have great success in the pros or a career in entertainment, but who got their start playing high school sports in Michigan. And then on Friday, a complete article with more details on that person is posted at MHSAA.com. So far this year, we've highlighted the great actor, James Earl Jones, who played basketball at Dickinson High School in Brethren. The only member of the World Golf Hall of Fame who played high school golf in Michigan is Meg Mallon from Farmington Hills Our Lady of Mercy. Mallon placed second at the 1980 Lower Peninsula Open Class Girls Final. Alexi Lalas, who can be seen these days doing soccer broadcasts for Fox Sports and was Michigan's Mr. Soccer in 1987, also won two ice hockey championships, playing for Bloomfield Hills, Cranbrook, Kingswood in the mid-1980s. And former President Gerald Ford, who starred on the gridiron for Grand Rapids South. His 1931 South team went undefeated and was named state champion by statewide media. Make sure you follow the MHSAA on Twitter or X, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever else you're using these days to see more of our Famous Faces series as we move through the 100th year of the MHSAA. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. East Lansing quarterback Ben Fletcher, he threw a touchdown pass with no time remaining and then a game-winning two-point conversion in a 50-49 win over Dexter. Howell running back Justin Jones went for 225 yards and four touchdowns, setting single-season school records for both and a two-point win over Brighton. And to Menden's JT Lux, he scored with 2 seconds to play as Menden knocked off two-time defending eight-player Division I champ Martin, 26-22.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the volleyball court for today's You Make the Call. Team A serves the ball over the net. Team B's number 9 passes or bumps the ball towards the net, where number 2 tips it over for a point. But number 2 is a back row setter and moved to the front row on the serve. Is this a legal play? If you said it depends, you are correct. A back row setter can move to the front row and play the ball over the net as long as the entire ball is not above the net. If the ball is completely above the net, then the back row setter is not allowed to play it over the net from the front row.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. One other famous face we've highlighted is Escanaba's Kevin Tappany. He pitched in the major leagues for 13 years, winning a World Series with the Minnesota Twins in 1991. Tappany was inducted into the Upper Peninsula Hall of Fame in 2012 and is a member of the Minnesota Twins' 50 all-time greatest players. At Escanaba, he played quarterback and safety on the football team and led the Eskimos to the 1981 Class A title. Escanaba defeated Fraser 16-6 at the Silverdome that year. That is the last time a team from north of the bridge has won a football title in the MHSAA's largest division, either Class A, Class AA, or Division I. Since the advent of the MHSAA football playoffs in 1975, 22 teams from the UP have won a title in 11-player. Six schools have won multiple titles, with Ishpeming leading the way with 5 championships, their latest coming in 2015. Crystal Falls Forest Park, Norway, Iron Mountain, Menominee, and Lake Linden Hubble are the others with multiple 11-player titles from the UP. Two UP teams remain in this year's 11-player tournament, Menominee and Iron Mountain. Check scores and pairings by going to MHSAA.com and clicking football. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.